In the parsha, after the story of Korach v'Hadassai, Klal Yisrael started complaining, and there was a magefa, and Klal Yisrael started dying, everyone's dying, and Moshe tells Aaron, take a machta and be machta k'teris. Go there together with everybody else, where everyone's dying, be machta k'teris. Rashi says that the k'teris that Aaron was machter was a secret that Moshe Rabbeinu learned when he went up to Shemayim, and he had the famous conversation with the Malachim. The Malachim became oyavim, and they gave him the secret of the k'teris. The Malachim Avos comes. The way to scare off the Malachim Avos is to be machter this k'teris. So it seems like from this Rashi that it wasn't something that Hashem told him to do. It was Moshe's own idea that he learned from the Malachim. And he told Aaron to do it. Later on, when Aaron actually went to the Malachim Avos and tried to stop it, and Rashi brings down the Medrash Tanchuma that says that Aaron HaKohen told the Malachim Avos to stop. And the Malachim Avos says, I'm Shlucha Shel Malkam, and you're Shlucha Shel Moshe, why should I listen to you? And so Aaron HaKohen said that Ein Moshe Imer Klum Meliboy, Elam Epi HaGvura. So apparently, at some point, even though it was Moshe's idea, either Mipi Nevuah, Ruach Kodesh, the Ramban says it was Ruach Kodesh, I was saying Nevuah, but Aaron for sure said that Hashem was masking to whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said. The Netziv says that the heter that Moshe Rabbeinu was using to be mak to this Keteris, even though it was really usher to do, because really it was not in the right place. It's not the right time to do it. It was not in the right place. It was done outside. And the heter that he used to do it was a pikuach nefesh. Everyone was dying. So because of the pikuach nefesh situation, he was matir. He allowed the keteris to be brought, even though it was done shalei kahalacha, even though really it was not supposed to be done this way. And the Netziv goes as far as he learns halachas of lachas of pekuach nefesh from this story. How do we know that pekuach nefesh makes allows a person to go against regular Yisroelim, to do go on Shabbos and be over Hilchah Shabbos? So Gemara in Yuma Daf Pehei, the Gemara learns out many different drashas. That's mutter in pekuach nefesh situation. If it's a life and death situation, you're allowed to go and do melachas and Shabbos that you're not allowed to do usually. So I want to just go through a little bit. What is it that becomes mutter in a situation of pekuach nefesh? So the Gemara learns out Shabbos on Shabbos. So they're allowed to do averus on Shabbos to save somebody. So what other kind of yisurim are we dealing with that now become mutter in the pekuach nefesh? So the Mishnah in Yuma, the Pegimel Med Aleph. The Mishnah is talking about a case where a person gets bitten by a rabid dog, and there was a refuah. If you feed the person who got bitten by this dog a part of the dog itself, then it's a refuah for the person who got a bite. As the machlekes, if it's mutter or not. Rav Masa ben Cheresh says mutter, and the Chum says it's asr. So Rashi, when he's explaining the tzad, he explained why it's asr. Rashi says, even though the ray from the doctor say that this is a tried remedy, it works to save the person who got a bite. In a refuah gemura, lahatir lo iser behema tmei al kach. It's not a refuah gemura. It's not a real refuah. And he explains to Ramasi that it says is there a refuah gemura? So the argument is there a refuah gemura or not? The obvious question is, why does it have to be a refuah gemura? Why does it have to be a real refuah to make a mutter? If it works, it works. So the Gilgal Marashad brings down from the Ran, the Ran changed the Girsa in Rashi. Rashi means to say, it's not a refuah. It's not a refuah, so what is it? So the Meiri explains, it's not a refuah, it's not medically proven that it works. It's a skula. It's some other way of taking care of a problem, not through regular rules of nature. And that's the machlekas over here. That's the machlekas over here. If that's mutter to do, if that's mutter to go and eat a animal which is not kosher to save someone's life, if it's not a real refuah, if it's not something which is medically proven to work. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos goes along this mahalach, and the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos says, he says that the reason why, according to the Chachamim, which you paskin like Tanakhama, you paskin that way, the reason why it would be usur, he says, avisrabis b'dvarim sher mirabim b'sgulas and usur, it'd be usur if it only works with a sgula, not with regular medical rules, not rules of nature. It's usur. Why? He says because it's a very weak way of taking care of a problem, and it's not tested as much. The success rate is not high enough to make a mutter. So, coming off this mishnah, and coming off this the pshat the rishonim are giving. That the reason why it'd be usur is because the only thing that's mutter for pikuach nefesh is something which is really medical treatment. If it's not medical treatment, if it's just a skula, then it's not mutter.
You think it might not work?
So the Rambam says tula shaynis. And go back to the Rambam in a second to medayik the lashem. The Rambam, one of his lashonis are that the nisyoni rochok. It seems like the tzaddik may not work. But if you learn the Rambam kashrute, the Beit Meiri for sure says it. It's not that because it may not work. It's because you're only matir refuah. It's not refuah. It's something else. So, there's a famous tshuva from Shlomo Kluger. There was a story where a certain dayan, paskind that's mutter for a person for the person who was sick, who was dying, and he paskind that's mutter for this person to have someone write a kvittel. If you're like me, Litvish, you don't know about kvittel. I think it's just like you write the name on it. I think that's all it is. But you write a kvittel and I send it to the Belzer Rebbe, and it was on Shabbos. They wrote it on Shabbos. They sent it on Shabbos. They sent it out of the Tchum, Midiraisa. And this Rav says mutter because it's pekoch nefesh. So Shlomo Kluger in his truvah, Bechar to Bechaim, he goes all out. Of course, it's Aser. There's no question it's Aser. And his reason is based in this Rambam, because he says tefillah, as much as it works, as much as we rely on it, but it's not refuah. And the only thing that's mutter and Shabbos to do for pekoch nefesh is refuah. It's not refuah. It's called segula. Once it's a segula, that's Tanakhama, there's Mishnah and Yuma, based on this Rambam, that anything that's not refuah, it's segula, even though it works, and even though the Rebbe has 100% success rate, takes care of the problem, still is going to be usher to do, that's what we pass gets. And the Bell's Rebbe had tainus at that point. Mashiach brings down a tainus that he said, did it on Shabbos, now I have to daven even more. So he had tennis that they relied on him so much that they had to work harder than usual. And that doesn't even sound like. So according to the Marshal, based on these Rishonim, it doesn't make a difference how good it works, how reliable it is. It's usher, if it's not refuah, it's usher. And because of this, because he was so upset at this psak, he spends about 15 lines over here saying how this dying to paskin that way should lose his license to paskin. And Shmuel Mefarsim, he hopes the word gets out that the guy can't pass, and if he passes, he can't trust him, and on and on. So, the question you have to answer according to this mahalach is the Gemara and Shabbos, Mishnah and Shabbos, a few cases where it's mutter to do haitzah, to carry outside without an erev, things like kameya and other kinds of things that you put on for a fuah. And there's no chiluk in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Pascha goes that way. So there are different ways out of this kasha. Because according to the Shlomo Kluger, it should be usur because it's not refuah. So why are you allowed to carry outside if it's not refuah? So the two basic mahalchim that is given, there's some Rishonim say that over there it's der midi rabbanan because you're not really carrying it. It's midi rabbanan and it's. And Abshalom Zalman adds on, I'm not sure what the Shem means, Abshalom Zalman adds on that you're wearing Derech Malbush, Either it's mutter the gamri, or it's at most be derabanan. So you can't be derived from there. That's mutter. What? It was by a guy with the Jewish guy's horses.
It was written by
a
yid.
Okay, I know this is what I told you already. Didn't say. Lichta b'Shabbos kvitol. He sent the yid. The yid sent a gemar parsoish. The raisa b'sushim shel yehudim. B'shlichas moys chutz asvim. The kvitol itself by yid says it doesn't work without that. So I guess you have to do it the right way. So, fine. L'maisa, there are many cholkim on this, and the Marsham and the Tshuva writes that Marsham is talking about the same type of thing he's talking about. Where there's not mamash the love daf because there is talking about sending a telegram to a rebbe also to daven on Shabbos. So after he goes through, the telegram is midrais or midrabanon, but he says. Even if it's aser, he says it's possibly be mutter, but bekoch nefesh. And he writes over there, it's mutter for a person who's maimin in Rabbanim. So if your look back, it's not going to work for you. But if a person is maimin, then for him, it's taka going to work. And he brings down, there have been a parrots, was matter to write a kameh for a person giving birth. To matter a kameh, and the Rama is also matter this. He says, vice this, the Rishonim were matter. Even their ISIS, even if it's not really refuah, if it's just a skula. So, according to him, the way to make a mutter, the point over here is not if it's refuah or if it's skula. The point over here is it reliable? If it's reliable, you can rely on it, then it's mutter on Shabbos. Even if it's not a skula and refuah. The Church Berakhi Yosef, the Chida also, he's talking about a case where a person swallowed some sort of poison. And the way to take care of this person swallows poison is to write a kameya again, and the person swallows that kameya, and then the person lives. So there too, the person wrote the kameya on Shabbos, and fed it to this person, and Ataka healed the person, and Shabbos sent to him afterwards, it was mutter asr. So first he starts off saying that it's asr. And after that, he brings down also the dvaz and others that are maisa are matter. Maisa are matter. So now we have it comes down to maisa. We have machloikas. This that we have in this mishnah that the case of the guy that got bitten by a rabid dog, the chama says aser, is the point of a there. Is the point of a there because it's not refuah, it's skula, like the Shlomo Kluger went. And anything that's not refuah, anything that's not medically proven to work, would be aser to do in a bikurach nefesh, if you're ivory serum. And the other mahalak, the Marsham and others, that go that the reason why we're there it was aser to do is because there wasn't the success rate wasn't that high. But if it's more proven, if you have more better track record, then it's going to be mutter. So. There's another whole shayla over here that comes to homeopathy. Homeopathy, what happens is that you have really surim. Basically, what we do is this is going back for a little while. It's not a new thing. It's going back from the 1700s. But they came with this chachma, which I can't imagine how anybody ever bought this thing. But somehow they take all sorts of different ingredients, mainly plants, but besides the plant, the problem will come with insects and snakes and ants and all sorts of geshmaka things that they take, and they crush it up. They put it into alcohol, and it dissolves down. And the second most important rule that these homeopathics believe in is that the more diluted it is, the stronger effect it has. So they really dilute it, gesund. They take it out, they put it into another mixture, and they dilute it. Then it goes by 1x, 2x, 20x, and by the time it's done, At the time, it's ready to be fed. But the only thing that's left in there is basically taking like an aspirin and dropping into the Atlantic Ocean. That's basically what's left of the. So if it's Asr Mutter, it's Bittel. The different shuvahs go different ways with Asr Mutter. But let's go with the assumption that's Asr. That for some reason it's not Bittel, and it's Asr to eat for no reason. That's Pekuach Nefesh. So now the question is, if there's a Pekuach Nefesh situation, that now, again, Isurim in a Pekuach Nefesh situation now are you allowed to do. So the question is it now Mutter to take these things which are Asr to feed it to someone? So the Shev Delevi has a long truva about this, and he says he goes basically in the Mahalacha B'Shlomo Kluger, Mahalacha B'Marsham, and he says Medayik Lashon Rambam, like I was saying before, Medayik Lashon Rambam, he needs to have two different things. He has to have the fact that the fact that Koicham Cholosh makes the Aser. If it's a very weak thing, and also if it's nisay nirachok, so he says again, if you have something which is proven to work, then it's going to be mutter to do. So he explains that according to this, there's no difference if it's medically proven or not. It's if it works, then it works. So he comes out that if you have a good homeopath that convinces you that it's going to work, then. And statistics show that it's going to work. Then it's going to mutter to have this mixture, which would otherwise be aser, pekuach nefesh, because like everything, all these surim become mutter, and the only reason why it would be aser is because it's not for sure going to work. But if it's going to for sure work, then that's going to be mutter.
I'm going to take another one.